Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Every broadcast is important. This Thursday, the third day of February 2011 transmission, is going to be particularly power-packed. George Norrie joins us in the last 30 minutes. Second most listened to radio talk show host in the world, number one overnight show. We're going to talk to him about a host of issues, may even go into overdrive a little bit with George. Nomi Prinz, who formerly worked high level as a managing director of Goldman Sachs and has been blowing the whistle on the corruption, is going to be joining us. And Brad Meltzer. We've now had a chance to see his Secret Society History Channel piece that I was in, and we're going to have an interesting discussion with him as well today. But all of the guests are in the last hour and a half of the broadcast. In the meantime, I absolutely must cover all of this news that's in front of us. It is all so incredibly, incredibly important. Now, so in the interest of covering all the information I've got to get to, in the first, second, and third segments, up until 33 after, I'm going to get into world food prices hit record high, UN agency says, big sis site stage Portland terror plot to expand domestic spy program, airline employee plotted with Al-Qaeda leader, prosecution says it's Anwar al-Awlaki, who's just the CIA cutout. When you're contacted by al-Awlaki, that's the CIA or Mossad or MI6. That's been confirmed. We're going to get into the situation in Egypt, shippers concerned over possible Suez Canal disruptions, Muslim Brotherhood wants end to Egypt-Israeli peace deal. That's just some of the news in that vital stack that we're going to be breaking down. Also, important news, Senate repeals part of health care law. They swore they'd never repeal a word of it, a dash of it. So definitely they know the momentum is against them. Especially because now we're learning that Obama's issuing more and more waivers to select corporations who don't have to follow it. Hence, it's discriminatory, as the federal judge ruled a few days ago. But when I come back at 33 after I cover this other important news, I am fit to be tied over this. And we're seeing the deindustrialization of the United States through NAFTA and GATT, through globalism by design, via the World Trade Organization and its unfair playing field for free nations against totalitarian systems like China. But in the last 2 years since Obama got into office, one of the things that he was really different than Bush on is that he swore to bankrupt coal companies, and we have the video clips, those are coming up. 51% of U.S. power, conservatively, electrical power, comes from coal-fired plants. And the biggest supplier in the country is the state of Texas. That is, the plants in Texas supply the surrounding five states. And in the past, part of northern Mexico. Now Texas is having to get its power from Mexico. That is in the news today. And we're going to be breaking all of that down. But the big issue here is, this is globalization. China can build three new coal-powered plants a week. The U.S. doesn't get three a year. And I have the stacks of news where the EPA has been shutting down new plants, shutting down old plants, not letting new plants be built, but then giving waivers to select globalists like General Electric to be the only ones allowed to keep the old plants open or expand existing plants or build new ones. So it's not just about shutting down our industry. It's about selectively deciding who can operate. And we've seen major Dallas and North Texas hospitals without power yesterday and today. We've seen one of the tents at the new sports stadium for the Super Bowl collapse. We've seen police stations without power. But don't worry, the Super Bowl has power. You got to keep the distraction going. And this illustrates everything we're talking about in this post-industrial world if they're able to get this situation rammed through. So we're going to be breaking that down and really illustrating what globalism means to this once free republic and other Western nations as our power is literally cut off. The globalists are seizing every facet of infrastructure.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live. It is Thursday, the third day of February, 2011. Naomi Prince, former insider managing director at Goldman Sachs, will be joining us with vital inside info on how the globalists are destroying our society by design. Brad Meltzer will be popping back in about a show, Decoded, and we'll discuss what he did with his television program that I was in last week dealing with Bohemian Grove. And, of course, the one, the only, George Norrie, will be joining us as well today. I want to just play this clip, this little 13-second clip, and if you just type into a search engine, Obama pledges to bankrupt coal, you'll get Biden saying it, Obama saying it repeatedly, the big environmental groups saying it repeatedly. This is their policy, and I'm going to be discussing this coming up at the bottom of the hour in detail, a special report. This is the deindustrialization and the shutdown of our country. China builds 3 to 5 different statistics are out there. Coal-powered plants a week. We get about 2 to 3 a year permitted. The federal government is shutting down existing plants, not permitting new plants, and trying to restrict the output of the plants. And that's why Texas is now having rolling blackouts and hospitals are losing their power. But that's coming up at the bottom of the hour after I get into the other news. But here is Obama, during the campaign, pledging to bankrupt the power plants in this country. This is an act of siege, an act of economic warfare by the globalists who have their investments in China and India and Mexico and other third world countries. And if the slave wages aren't enough to destroy our industry, shutting down our power supply certainly is. And then, of course, the investments of the globalists only go up, and Obama has given waivers to General Electric on power plants, but nobody else. That's why the globalists want control of everything, because then they can set up unfair trade advantages for themselves, just like giving 500-plus waivers to major Fortune 500 companies like McDonald's on the health care law. This is mafia government, where you got to go to the government for the favors to be able to operate, and it's big corporations lobbying for this to shut down their competition. Here is the trader-in-chief, Barry Sataro.
So if somebody wants to build a coal-powered plant, they can. It's just that it will bankrupt them because they're going to be charged a huge sum for all that greenhouse gas that's being emitted.
Well, I think that said it pretty clearly, but let's play it for folks that may have missed it, the 13-second clip, one more time.
So if somebody wants to build a coal-powered plant, they can. It's just that it will bankrupt them because they're going to be charged a huge sum for all that greenhouse gas that's being emitted.
But China is exempt and has completely dirty plants with no type of scrubbers. Here in the United States, many years ago, I bought into the propaganda that coal power plants were dangerous and put out lead and mercury and other things. And then I did research. Turns out that under the systems the United States uses, nothing comes out of the chimney. Nothing comes out but water vapor and carbon dioxide. Because they have water through dozens and dozens of levels, depending on what system they have, where the smoke goes through it, and the smoke runs through the water, and all that toxic waste then condenses out. Now, there is a problem. They take that waste and put it in your water, because that's one of the main derivatives is from the scrubbers is sodium, fluoride, lead, mercury, arsenic, and a cocktail of other things. So the government, the federal government's lobbying to put the waste from the coal plants in our water supply, but then telling us we got to shut them down because of the carbon dioxide. You've really got to love that. And they tried to build a power plant out near our family farm in East Texas for many years. The environmentalists and the EPA shut that down a few years ago. And there are a few plants in the area supplying Dallas and Fort Worth that are 100 miles north of our family land. And every day, I mean, I can see the power plant from our farm. It's about 2-3 miles away, maybe four, I don't know. You can see the stacks off in the distance. You'll see Cessnas flying past it and back over it. And I did some research, and sure enough, those are federal Cessnas that fly repeatedly over them with sensors looking for any toxic off-gassing. All right, I'm already getting into this, and I've got some notes here. I want to really decode the whole thing, break it down, put it in very clear English for everybody to understand coming up at the bottom of the hour. All right, let me just blitz through news now. On the situation in Egypt, obviously you saw the horses, the camels riding in, supposedly backers of the Egyptian dictator Hosni Mubarak, running over people with horses and camels, beating people's heads in with clubs, beating up reporters. Some reporters really have been hurt. I've watched the video of Anderson Cooper. It's a complete stump, a complete stunt. Looks like they might have slapped him on the head a few times, but it certainly is wrong. And they are rolling up the different opposition leaders and the media, showing you what martial law looks like. Continuing, shippers concerned over possible Suez Canal disruptions. They've got the military guarding the Suez Canal, but there are riots now going into their second week in the area of Suez, and it's starting to cause some disruptions of personnel and people going in and out of the dock facilities where the oil and natural gas is loaded on to the super tankers. So very serious situation there, and obviously you've seen oil prices the last 2 weeks steadily going up. Here is a report. This is in the Jerusalem Post. It's in the Raya Novostat out of Russia. Muslim Brotherhood wants end to Egypt-Israel peace deal. And who did the Associated Press report last week that our government has been meeting with in the CIA? The Muslim Brotherhood. And who are they trying to overthrow now? The Saudis, the Yemenis, the Jordanians. And Israel is freaking out about this, at least on the surface. Though the war hawks over there, I'm sure, will like conflict. That will increase their power. But on the surface, Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli leader, is saying this is terrible. But here are the globalists, and here is the Davos crew, the George Soros crew, on record with al-Baradei and the Muslim Brotherhood trying to put them in all over the Middle East to destabilize the region. So I guess Tarpley, now a week and a half ago, has been proven completely right yet again. Egypt's banned of Muslim Brotherhood movement has unveiled its plans to scrap a peace treaty with Israel if it comes to power, which the globalists will love. Major destabilization. A deputy leader said in an interview with NHK TV. And if Israel claims that they're upset about this, well, why did Israel in 1973, admittedly, this is Haaretz, Jerusalem Post, you can just, UPI has reported on over the years, just type in Israel founded Hamas. 1973 as a, quote, counterbalance against Hezbollah. So there it is again. Why do they want that? And why has Israel been caught? Israel caught staging fake bombings. Israel caught creating fake al-Qaeda. To bomb them, their own people, I'm not saying every attack, you know, is staged because some are real, but the point is Israel's been caught doing this because they don't want a peace deal. So Israel's all claiming they're upset about what the West is doing, but the Israel, the U.S., England, they're all merged at the hip. Continuing, U.S. response to Egypt draws criticism in Israel, Associated Press, Netanyahu and other cabinet officials have been critical of it, saying it's destabilizing the whole region. Well, why'd you create Hamas, then, as a counterbalance against Hezbollah? I mean, why are you staging bombings against yourself? And by the way, if you're a new listener and are going, whoa, I never heard that, just search it. I mean, it's, I just told you, UPI, Jerusalem Post, Haaretz. Those are just off the top of my head. You can pull those up right now. Continuing, pro-Mubarak rioters chase reporters into Cairo hotels, arresting members of the press. Over 20,000 take the streets in Yemen for a day of rage. Again, the Muslim Brotherhood rebellion spreading. Journalists get attacked, arrested in Egypt. That's a story out of Yahoo News. Again, another telltale sign of martial law. It all just continues from there. Raw Story reports protesters run Mubarak thugs out of Main Square. So it looks like the government-backed thugs, if you can believe that that's who they work for. I can't believe really anything we're seeing that they're supposedly being defeated. U.S. Angered over Egypt, hopeful over Yemen and Jordan. So there's also some crosstalk where the government's openly saying that Mubarak should step down, but at the same time saying they're angered by what's happening over there when they admittedly triggered it 2 weeks ago. Oil prices shoot above $103 on Egypt crisis. This out of the AFP. Brent crude rallied to a 28-month high above $103. Remember what you were told 4 months ago by Lindsey Williams. The deathbed intel we got from Ken Fromm, the former head of operations for Atlantic Richfield. He has another source, even more high level, who's still alive, former CEO of a major oil company, telling him the same thing 4 months ago and saying, watch the Middle East blow up with destabilization as the trigger for that. And here it is, $103 today for crude oil. So that is just some of the news that we have on that front. We'll continue to cover new developments as they unfold today. Continuing with what's happening worldwide with dollar devaluation, the world uses the dollar as the world reserve currency. That is, they may still have their own domestic currencies, but they trade internationally for finished goods, raw goods, commodities, oil, silver, gold. In the dollar. The dollar is being devalued worldwide, and that is the main reason that food prices are exploding worldwide. The globalists put that policy in place, then order Egypt and others to not give people as many food stamp allotments, food allotments. Now 43-plus million Americans are on food stamps as well, digital food stamps, their little government ID cards. And so they order these countries to impose things that they know will cause a rebellion, and then the globalists come in and trigger the rebellion with their operatives to take those countries over. But here is, again, AFP, world food prices hit record high. UN agency says world food prices reached their highest level ever recorded in January and are set to keep rising for months. The UN Food Agency said on Thursday, that's global inflation, warning that the hardest hit countries could face turmoil. but then the IMF and World Bank run the UN, and they have triggered the policies that have caused this. Unbelievable. Wall Street Journal, some 43 million Americans now use food stamps. Even Donald Trump is warning that an economic collapse is coming, is imminent. It's all coming up. We'll look at the health care legislation repealed in part in the Senate.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver. Silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Strength, energy, and endurance are all synonymous with youth. Would you like to feel youthful again? Protein absorption and synthesis are at the foundation of strength, energy, and endurance. Insults to your intestinal lining from drugs, heavy metals, bad diet, and age can inhibit your absorption of amino acids from your protein foods. This causes your body to repair slowly and be prone to injury. By taking a highly digestible protein into your body, you can greatly increase your repair rate and energy level. One World Whey protein powder is more digestible than milk or eggs. One World Whey is the first ever truly unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. Whether you like to exercise, want more energy, want greater strength, or just want to feel better, One World Whey is a must for you to try. To read some amazing testimonies or to get your free report, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power, but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to continue in this segment with other important news, and in the next segment, I'm going to break down the globalist seizure of our power infrastructure, our entire economy, our banking system that is coming up, and how Obama's pledge to shut down and bankrupt the coal industry in this country, the power plant industry, is now bearing fruit by rolling blackouts nationwide, especially here in Texas. Hospitals don't have power. You name it, but don't worry, the Super Bowl does. Hospitals right next door don't. So that is all coming up, and it ties into Enron and how they would do rolling blackouts on purpose, training people to accept higher prices. Very important information. George Norrie joining us coming up later. Nomi Prinz, Goldman Sachs insider. Brad Meltzer, of course, of the show Decoded, jam-packed transmission for you today. Continuing here, some good news, and this shows the pressure that's being mounted. Politico reports Senate repeals part of health care law. The Senate voted last night for the first time to repeal a piece of President Obama's health care overhaul, President Saturo, rolling back a new tax reporting requirement that's been universally panned by business owners. And the one provision that they've now repealed is the 1099 tax documents on all cumulative purchases from a single vendor. So that means a mom and pop, you know, let's say you sell four or five quilts a year to customers. Well, now you've got to file a 1099 on those specific things you're doing and even more paperwork. They estimate close to $50 billion a year is spent in the U.S. just complying with the income tax law alone. I know we do here. I mean, we have accountants, the whole nine yards, very expensive, and the laws are constantly changing, and it's all baloney paid to the private Federal Reserve. But we choose our battles here because they would definitely clap me in irons in a minute if I didn't pay this money to the Federal Reserve. But we continue to expose them via the First Amendment to remove these criminals. It was included in the health care law because they thought it would raise $17 billion in previously uncollected taxes. But a bipartisan coalition of business groups have opposed the provision, arguing that it would bury them in paperwork. And so now the House concurs with the Senate move. Because a spending bill has to originate in the House. They'll be able to get rid of it. So that's certainly some good news. We need to repeal the entire unconstitutional monstrosity. I'm going to get more into this later. But we've talked a lot about this yesterday. Anwar al-Awlaki, Fox News Associated Press reported 5 months ago, the Pentagon confirmed, was in secret meetings 2 months after 9/11. This was the number three guy in al-Qaeda at the time. Number three. They're now saying he's the top al-Qaeda guy under bin Laden, so I guess number two. The number two guy under the imaginary Easter Bunny, or the Lucky Charms elf. But they're now saying that Anwar al-Awlaki, who was most wanted at the time for 9/11, but then he's secretly hanging out at the Pentagon with the Secretary of the Army and the top brass, this is the guy who they form connections with. He's the guy that reportedly, boy, he's busy, talks to the underwear bomber and runs that. He runs the Times Square bombing. He runs the shoe bomber. He runs the Fort Hood shooter. And he's in emails with all of them, commanding them, in some cases, in hundreds of communiques on what to attack and what to do, in some cases for years. And then magically the State Department's ordered to help the underwear bomber get on the plane with the fake bomb. That's all confirmed. So here is a direct connection to the government staging these events through a mentally ill or mentally retarded in some cases, or low-grade moron type individuals that they go out and find and recruit. Now, really, who these people are talking to is the FBI and the CIA. And then they just say, Anwar al-Awlaki, and then he's a known globalist operative who will take the blame later and who is left alone. But here's ABC News. Airline employee plotted with al-Qaeda leader, prosecutors say. Anwar al-Awlaki communicated with encrypted messages with British Airways employee. Man, he's everywhere. Why, he's involved in the 7/7 bombing 6 years ago in London. He's involved in everything. I mean, how much more of this garbage are we going to take? How much more of this are we going to buy into? We know the globalists, through Anwar al-Awlaki, are finding patsies to go basically promote an attack. Separately, you've got the Portland situation a few months ago, all these other events where the FBI admits, even mainstream news says they're staging it. They go find normally some person out of prison who isn't even originally a Muslim, like this Martinez character, and they go to them and they say, cook the bomb, here's the bomb, here's where you bomb, and then they try to let them carry the bombing out with fake bombs. And it's just the same thing. And then they use this as a way to take our liberties and take our freedoms. So there is that report. Also, another report I'm going to get to later, WikiLeaks, U.S. and China in military standoff over space missiles. The U.S. government supposedly threatened to militarily attack China over this. Stay with us. It's all coming up. We're going to get into the carbon taxes straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308 0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Siege is the most ancient form of total war. If you look at the ancient city-states, when enemies would invade their regions, their favorite tactic would be to have overwhelming force and drive the inhabitants, the agrarian farming inhabitants, into the fortress citadel and then cut off the stream or river, divert the river going into the city-state, the walled city, and wait sometimes months or even years while they starve to death inside and become so weak that they give up and open their gates and are then conquered. And that's what globalism is. That's what the New World Order is. If you go back 360 years ago, roughly, the French developed something called mercantilism. The French were building an empire at that time in the Americas, as the French, the British, the Dutch, and others were. And they found that if they allowed their provinces, if they allowed their colonial holdings to develop any finished good industries, if they allowed them to weave the cotton into clothing, if they allowed them to produce their own firearms, if they allowed them to produce their own pickaxes and shovels or their own primitive factories, that they would routinely then rebel and try to set up their own sovereign nations. But if they could be kept completely dependent on the British, on the French, on the Dutch, on the Spanish ships coming into their different provinces that they controlled, their different colonial holdings, then they could keep the price very low, keep them very poor, keep prices down, and then ship the finished goods back to France, back to England, back to Spain, back to other European imperial nations, and then sell those finished goods back to the colonial slave holdings. This was just a modern, more modern version of feudalism, where on average in feudal England, feudal France, feudal Spain, Portugal, if you go study the history, and I'm going to get to the power plants being shut down. That's what's happening in modern time. It's a form of siege, artificial scarcity. But it's, if you don't know history, you're doomed to repeat it, as Lord Acton said. He also said, power tends to corrupt, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And so through that mercantile system, they were able to keep their competition out in the different nations that they controlled or colonies that they had created. Also, they would have imperial licensure. It would be illegal to sail a ship or carry goods or brew beer or make clothing or smelt silver or have a blacksmith shop unless you paid a license. But that wasn't enough. You had to get approval for the license, and that was the attempt to block the Renaissance that was starting at the time. And everything we've seen in the last 360 years, this is all mainline history, just not taught in schools, has been an attempt by the robber baron class, the ruling royal class, the insider class, to shut down their competition. And we see modern examples of this. The healthcare law, written by the insurance lobby on record, forces 30-plus million Americans to buy their insurance. Then it allows the insurance companies to set what type of medical care can be given. So you pay more money but get less care, takes doctors out of the equations. And now they hand out hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of waivers to massive companies and to Obama contributors and unions to where they do not have to get the health insurance, but you and your company that's not part of the insider group and can't give millions of dollars in campaign contributions, you have to get the insurance, and now you can't compete with the McDonald's across the street with your restaurant. You go out of business. Now, that's modern mercantilism, but if you go back to feudalism that began to fall in the last 500 years, and then mercantilism 140 years later or so was the response to that, and mercantilism was just the French term for what the British and others were already deploying, but it was codified in economic theorem and taught in the universities as a way to control. It was taught as a way for the empire to control. This is not debated. This is in the text issued to the imperial legates, the imperial governors of the time. This is a system. That's what globalism is the modern version of that. But if you go back to the previous feudal system, on average, the populations, and it's still like this in Japan, who was feudal, and still is to a certain extent in England and France, and every system creates the same system because it makes sense for ruling classes. They want to control you by making you poor, by making you dependent. But in the old feudal system, roughly 80 to 90% of the land was off limits. You had to get a license for what type of crop you could grow. You had to give roughly, on average, 20% to the local lord. You weren't allowed to have hunting dogs. You weren't allowed to take rabbits. You weren't allowed to take deer. And it was a system, and that's what modern environmentalism is, to shut down and to have everybody completely on the edge of survival, on the edge of starvation, malnourished and weak. That's why many elites wrote and bragged about how they'd be 6'4", and the little people, whether it was France, Japan, or England, they would be 5'2". I mean, if a man was 5'5", he was seen as a giant, if you go back 500 years ago. Because for generations, they were kept on the edge of starvation, in rags, sick, debilitated, not getting enough minerals, snot running out of their noses. That's how it was described, just dirty hovels. And if they caught you in the winter as your wife and children were starving, if they caught you with a rabbit trap, and they did almost daily inspections, the local thugs that worked for the sheriff or the constable, and if they caught a stew pot with a rabbit, that was one of the most common, they would take you out in the public square and the next day tie you up, the most favorite way to do it, and walk up with a knife and slit your throat in front of everyone. Or they would hang you high because your children had their ribs sticking out, our ancestors, their ribs sticking out of them, starving to death. And if you dare kill a rabbit, you are dead, 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 dead. And that's what controlling how big our toilets are and our light bulbs and our houses and our cars. They build this infrastructure dependent on fossil fuels. Now they start shutting it off. Now they start controlling it. And they state they want a post-industrial neo-feudal state. That's in the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment 1996 document. It's at the end of my film, screenshots of the text as I read it aloud in 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, 2002 release, 9 years ago. It is a complete plan. And to understand what's happening with the power plants, you've got to understand this. And when you understand what's happening in history, you understand what's happening currently. And they would keep people on 10 to 20% of the land. They had to give roughly 20% of what they produced to the establishment. And any of the finished goods or silversmithing or blacksmithing or goldsmithing or any of the supposed higher-level, small, middle-class jobs, those were tightly controlled, and huge taxes and bribes had to be paid the local lords, who in turn hired thugs to control you, and then the lords would pay it on to the king or to the barony, who would then pay it on to the king. This is his story. This is what the globalists are setting up today, but a high-tech version. Now, I'm going to get into what's happening with the power plants now and the rolling blackouts all over the country and how this is part of a design right now and how this is neo-feudalism and serfdom and a modern mercantile model. But first, I want to play one of many clips of Barack Obama during the campaign speaking to a newspaper in an interview saying, we are going to bankrupt the coal companies, the coal plants. Sure, you can build a coal plant, but the EPA is going to put taxes on you so high you will go bankrupt. Now remember, 51% of our power is supplied by coal. Here's that clip.
So if somebody wants to build a coal power plant, they can. It's just that it will bankrupt them because they're going to be charged a huge sum for all that greenhouse gas that's being emitted.
There you have it. We're going to bankrupt you because the tax is going to be so high. Now, enter into this that China builds, and I see different numbers in the press, 3 to 4 to 5 power plants per week. Huge coal power plants. They're building fast rail. They're building railways, roads, everywhere. But the United States, Canada, Western Europe, with our criminal governments, controlled by the Club of Rome and the Bilderberg Group, who openly write policy papers out of Club of Rome calling for a post-industrial world. We have the head of the Goddard Space Center saying, I want a post-industrial America. We've got to shut off the infrastructure. Then they lie and say that the coal is dirty. Well, if you go back to 1996, Bill Clinton took several million acres of land off use for mining for the only clean coal deposits, completely clean, doesn't have any lead, mercury, arsenic in it, in this hemisphere. The second biggest deposit in the world. The only deposit of any worth in this hemisphere. China has the only other one, and it's the biggest. Instantly, and it was in the press at the time, when he federally did an executive order and blocked any companies mining that clean-burning coal, after he put rules in that you have to use clean-burning coal, which the companies want to use. It's much less expensive to use that coal because you don't have to spend all the money, you know, with the scrubbers and the filters. That company stock within 1 week in China doubled. And guess who was invested in it? Henry Kissinger, George Herbert Walker Bush, Bill Clinton, Al Gore. Same system again. Mercantilism. By controlling the regulations, they shut down coal American companies could get in and get and supply. They've got to get the coal under rules, so now they've got to buy it from China. who has sweetheart deals. China's run by the internal Communist Party. It's really just modern feudalism called communism. They know how to work with the feudal lords here. So it's another deal. But it gets worse. It gets much, much, much worse. Here's an article out of February 2nd, out of the Examiner, the Washington Examiner, illustrating what I've been saying. Obama issues global warming rules in January that is saying they're going to massively decrease the output of every power plant in the country not owned by GE. So we'll have power shortages. But don't worry, we can buy from all the huge power plants built right across our border, anticipating this inside baseball move from Mexico. And now that's where Texas is getting its power during this cold spell, is out of Mexico, the Associated Press is reporting. Again, sweetheart deals right on the border. What did I report in 2008 when Rick Perry went, 2007 when Rick Perry went to the Bilderberg Group meeting in Istanbul, Turkey? What was in the released minutes of speeches when Bilderberg released some of them? They were talking about shutting down power plants in Texas that supply five surrounding states. Number one power producer in the world geographically. Texas. Number one. Meanwhile, China has no controls on their dirty coal and the clean coal they're burning. It goes up into the atmosphere, comes right around through the jet stream, and guess where it dumps? Between New Mexico and Louisiana, with Texas being the center point of that key jet stream that goes over the industrialized areas of China and dumps right in over Texas. So we're getting the lead, the mercury, the arsenic, no controls. But then, going back decades ago, they put scrubbers in all of our plants. It's a good idea, where they go through many, many layers of water spraying over the smoke to where nothing comes out but water vapor and carbon dioxide. But they know the public is ignorant. So they'll point news cameras at a generator, at a large factory heating or cooling system when it's cold weather. Right outside my office, there's a factory 200 yards from here, and it looks like smoke's pouring all over the street. I heard other people, from another company going, my gosh, look at all that smoke. Is it safe? They actually were doing that last year when it was smoking. It's freezing cold. There's high humidity, and they've got a giant heating and cooling system across the street at the factory, and it's water vapor in the cold air, just like when you breathe in cold weather, and it looks like smoke. It's water vapor and carbon dioxide. I know you know that, but school kids and Americans that watch TV, they point cameras at smokestacks. Those aren't smokestacks. Those are the scrubber towers with layer after layer after layer. Sometimes it's in the dozens, depending on what type of coal they're burning. It's going up through water, spraying on it, and all of that is purified out and then stored and then put into our water supply. It's called sodium fluoride. Look it up for yourself. So Obama's so worried about carbon dioxide and water vapor, but then he wants you, and the government wants you, to drink the toxic waste from it. Oh, there is toxic waste from it that could just be stored. But no. It's put in our water supply, and we drink it. But I digress from the heart of the matter. Obama issues global warming rules in January, gives General Electric an exemption in February. General Electric, the largest coal-powered builders in the world, they're also the biggest builders of dams, hydroelectric, they have been given a waiver, and they have a link to the Obama-issued waiver. Because remember, Obama now, Congress didn't pass these new carbon taxes. They didn't sign on to Kyoto. And so Texas is the only state to say, well, we're not going to follow the EPA just because you say so. You don't have a law. Congress said no. And Obama says a month and a half ago, well, I'm seizing Texas power plants, seizing the regulations of them, putting federal inspectors in, and saying you will comply with non-existing laws. But then it's all selective. Right over the border, the dirty Mexican power plants that run just like China, they're now going to supply Texas, but they're insiders. They knew about this change coming. They get the waivers here in the U.S. and in Mexico, like General Electric is. So that's what's happening here. And as a response to all of this, here are the headlines. Mammoth storms leaves bitter cold destruction. Blackouts anger Dallas Hospital, CBS News, and they're asking, why does the giant new Texas Stadium get a waiver? Why are they getting power? Well, you got to keep everybody distracted with that football game while the hospitals don't have power. I mean, it usually takes me 20 minutes to get to work. It took me like 45 yesterday. There was no ice on the roads in Austin to speak of. A few bridges, I guess. I saw some on the edges. But there were no streetlights on major roads like 360. No streetlights and no police directing traffic. They just turned the streetlights off. But, oh, there was a waiver for government buildings in the downtown. And there's a waiver for the new mega Cowboys stadium that they built. Just like there's a waiver for everything else. Oh, you're an insider? You don't have to get health care for your employees. Oh, you're an insider? You can have your plant. Oh, you're China, where the globalists have built their sweetheart deal factories? You don't have to have any cuts, but America does. What's going to happen to our economy with this? What's going to happen in California that went ahead and agreed to the 20% carbon tax on basically all activity in California? What's that going to do to the already 30% unemployment that even 60 Minutes reports they've got there? Over 30%. 22 nationwide. This is globalism. And Obama is making good on his pledge to shut down industry and to shut down. And it's an act of treason. It's an act of war. He's a globalist stooge. It's all insider deals. It's discriminatory against other companies. They're lying about what's going on. And I got the reports here in Kansas, in South Dakota, in Texas, where they're not letting them build new plants that have even been permitted. I'm going to cover that when we come back. China can have 3 to 5 a week. We can't get 2 or 3 new plants a year. Can you put that together?
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls.
former Goldman Sachs insider. George Norrie needs no introduction. Brad Meltzer today. Dan Pack. This report just went up at PrisonPlanet.com, and it's going up at Infowars.com. And, of course, the headline is, Obama's blocking of new power plants triggers nationwide blackouts. This story is so important. Please get it out to everyone you know. Call Rick Perry. Call the Attorney General Abbott, who is trying to countersue, and tell him it's time to point out that this is treason. This is economic warfare against our country. This is discrimination. This is waivers given to General Electric, who Obama has now brought in as the head, the former head of GE, as the head of his economic board that decides all these inside sweetheart deals. This is so off the chart corrupt. Again, Obama issues global warming rules in January, gives GE an exemption in February. Texas in showdown over U.S. carbon regulations. Regulations, not law. Here is the Houston Chronicle dealing with the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality being pressured by the EPA to not allow the activation of a $3.2 billion coal-powered plant that's been built in Corpus Christi, and they're trying to keep it from being turned on. I've got another big stack of reports here where all over the United States, they are shutting down existing plants or not allowing new plants that were built to be turned on. And what's the response? Blackouts anger Dallas hospitals. They don't have power, but the stupid Super Bowl stadium does. Again, why was Cowboys Stadium exempt from blackouts? CBS News. Here's AFP. Mexico supplies electricity to Wintery, Texas, because they don't have the rules to follow. They're allowed to have power plants. So now they supply us, where the globalists have sweetheart deals, where only select companies are allowed to go down and set up plants in Mexico. Because when you have a tyranny in place, it knows how to work with the insiders. Here's another one. Obama, EPA blocks South Dakota coal power plant. Here's another one. Governor Sebelius banned new coal plants in Kansas. Goes on and on. Georgia judge blocks coal plant on global warming grounds. And they're having power outages and blackouts all over the country. Texas agency grants power plant permit over EPA objections. So the feds come in and just shut it down. They are shutting off our power. The TSA is now seizing infrastructure, travel, the roads. The federal government setting up threat fusion centers, federalizing local police, seizing local governments. The feds are coming into the state of Texas and saying, we don't care if you follow the original federal law. We got a new regulation for you. Cutting how much power the plants can produce, not letting new plants open. This is an act of war against the United States. And it's outrageous. And it dovetails with something very, very important. Back in 2005, we wrote the article, Paul Watson and Alex Jones, The Myth of Peak Oil. The Myth of Peak Oil. The Myth of Peak Oil. And it gives, you can click through and read articles and documents that the Associated Press got in lawsuits on 2005-2006 meetings with the big five oil companies meeting now 15, 16 years ago, to quietly buy up oil refineries owned by smaller companies and shut them down so there'd be an artificial bottleneck. We're awash in oil, natural gas, and coal. They have to artificially lobby for regulations that shut down their competition. And then they claim that a bunch of ragtag hippies did this. They had nothing to do with it. That's coming up because this takeover, this planned economy is for the insiders, and it's going to destroy our middle class and our free market civilization and our standard of living.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.